Day 5. Elderly people, women and families. Task response. Coherence and cohesion. Lexical resource. Grammatical range and accuracy. Good phrases. Life expectancy.
Elderly people. Old people. Elderly people. BBC. The proportion of elderly people living in poverty in the UK is 5 times what it was in 1986.
Working adults.
Voluntary work.
Working parents. Guardian. On average, working parents in the UK are facing bills of about £800 for childcare over the summer holiday.
Look after their grandchildren.
Share their life experience.
Teach them the difference between right and wrong.
State pension. Women in the UK will begin to qualify for their state pensions at the same age as men.
Put pressure on.
Collapse.
Raise the retirement age.
Cause labour shortages.
Reduce productivity.
Damage the economy.
The cost of living. The cost of living in Sydney is higher than in many European cities.
Increase the demand for healthcare.
Increase the burden on taxpayers. In many countries, people are living longer. What are the advantages and disadvantages of the increasing life expectancy? Report.
In many countries, improvements in the standard of living and healthcare have resulted in a significant increase in life expectancy. The increasing life expectancy has 2 main advantages. A longer life expectancy means that more elderly people are still healthy after they retire. They have more free time than working adults. As a result, many of them do a variety of voluntary work for the communities or cities that they live in. Also, many grandparents provide working parents with help and support. For example, many of them not only look after their grandchildren, but also share their life experience with their grandchildren and teach them the difference between right and wrong. This makes their grandchildren better prepared for school. This trend also has some disadvantages. There is a higher proportion of people who are retired and receive state pensions, which will put pressure on the state pension system. For example, many European countries had to raise the retirement age to prevent their state pension system from collapsing. Another disadvantage is that a high proportion of elderly people in the population is likely to cause labour shortages. This will reduce productivity, damage the economy, and lead to higher labour costs, which means that the cost of living will rise. In addition, this trend will put pressure on the healthcare system. Elderly people are more likely to have health problems that need treatment. Therefore, this trend will increase the demand for healthcare, which will also increase the burden on taxpayers. In summary, although the increasing life expectancy has some benefits, it also has significant drawbacks.